Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes. Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve, and this show is for June the 15th, 2016. It is a re-recording because I had audio problems with the original computer that I recorded it on, and show 2 and 3, and this is show 3, did a very bad recording. So I am replacing it for the archive files and YouTube and whatever. We will replace those two bad shows with these two good ones. I had a successful recording of show 2 a little earlier, and we're going to get into Chapter 4 of Genesis right now. So we left off yesterday with the seduction of Eve, that's Chawa, and the ejection from the Garden of Eden. And we're going to be going into Chapter 4. There's a lot of discrepancy. Verse 1 is considered corrupted. Okay. And I will read the chapter notes on this right after I do this verse. Okay. The whole verse is a mess. First of all, I want to preface before I read it. Yahweh would not create a devil knowingly. He would not cause Eve to commit adultery, and would not create a half-breed child. Okay. So let's read this verse. Verse 1. And it says, and the Adam knew, 3045, Chawa, his woman, and she conceived, 2029, and bare Cain, 7014, and said, I have acquired, 7069, a man, that's 376, ish, by, oh, here's where the discrepancy comes in. Pardon me, I have to clear my throat. I have a few bronchial problems, pardon me, as I'm recording this. I have a little sip of iced tea there. Let's get into this very verse. I'm going to read the chapter notes, which will pretty much explain what has gone on with verse 1 of chapter 4. The word use and mistranslations have been skewed by scribes. Chawa, that's Eve, had been seduced by the enchanter back in the garden and was carrying his child when she and the Adam were ejected by Yahweh. She had taught the Adam about sex back in the garden, and he had her again when they were outside. Now, a man can still have sex with a pregnant woman, so he did. Her pregnancy was recent, so he did not suspect anything yet. Kawa acquired a male child with question mark. It is listed in several texts, the Septuagint, that's the LXX, and the Syriac, that Yahweh is incorrect here and should be Shaddai 7706 as the Mighty One. The enchanter was a fallen angel and was certainly mightier than an Adam. The very word man 376, which is Ish, should tell you it was not the child of Adam. If it was his, the word would be Adam 120. Adam figured it out, and in chapter 5, Cain is not listed in Adam's seed line. Cain's seed line has been diluted over the ages, but they are still plaguing us today. Yeshua, Messiah, identified them in John 8:44 as the murderer from the beginning. They use the Babylonian Talmud. They hate Yeshua, Messiah. They hate true Israel. They deny Yeshua publicly. They practice usury, pornography, and sodomy, and do all they can to lower or outright destroy all morals taught in the Torah of Moshe, which they do not use, but use the Talmud. They are the synagogue of Satan. Can you guess their names? The Mighty Ones will appear later as Nephilim, fallen ones from 5307, to fall, who mated with Adamic females and created the giants and other abominations. Please research this for yourself. Please. Don't take my word for it. Research it. All right, now we go to verse 2, and this will explain something also. And again, 3254, that is Watosef, she conceived, and bare his half-brother. It's 251, brother, but it should be half-brother. Hebel, H-E-B-E-L, not Abel. That's 1893. And Hebel became a tender, that's 7462, that's a shepherd, pasturer of a flock. 6629, that's flock of sheep. And Cain, Q-A-Y-I-N, became a tiller, that is a worker, 5647, of the soil, 127, Adamah. So she got pregnant a second time by Adam. Not necessarily, it was not a dual pregnancy. She got pregnant with Cain, had Cain, then she got pregnant with Hebel and had Hebel later. Second, completely different pregnancy. Verse 3, it came to be after a time, 3117, that's Yom, it's used for many different things, that brought Cain of the fruit of the soil as a gift offering, 4503, that's Mincha, to Yahweh. Now, verse 4, and Hebel brought also, 1571, from the firstborn, 1062, of his flock. Now, this will become a law in Exodus chapter 13, verse 2. From the fattest, that means the best, 2459, and gazed, 8159, Yahweh, upon Hebel and his gift offering. That means, gaze means to look with favor. Verse 5, but to Cain and to his gift offering, he did not gaze, and was kindled, 2734, the anger of Cain very much, 3966, and fell, 5307, his countenance, 6440. In other words, he had a long, what you call a long face. It shows anger and discontentment and things. When people say, man, you got a long face today. What's bothering you? Well, there you go. That's where that comes from. Verse 6. Said Yahweh to Cain, for what? In other words, for what reason? That's 4100. For what is kindled your anger? And for what has fallen your countenance? Verse 7. Surely, if, 518, you do well, 3190, there is uplifting, 7613. But if you do not do well, and do good, do not fulfill, at the door, 6607, sin, 2403, lies down, 7257. That's like the lying down of a lion. And to you is his longing, 8669. In other words, he wants to get you. And you, 859, he shall rule, 4910. That's a lot different from what they have in the King James Version. So please compare those verses. Now, here is the first murder. Now, see John chapter 8, verse 44. Your father, it was a murderer from the beginning. Okay? That he's talking to the seed of Cain. Yeshua Messiah is talking to them. Because they go all the way back to Cain with a satanic seed. And he knows this. Verse 8, and said Cain to Hebel, his half-brother, let us be in the field. So they went out in the field and rose up, 6965, Cain against, 413, Hebel, his half-brother, and murdered him, 2026. Verse 9, said Yahweh to Cain, where, 335, is Hebel, your half-brother? And said Cain, I do not know. The keeper of my half-brother am I? Smart remark to Yahweh. Verse 10, and he said, that's Yahweh, what have you done? The voice, 6963, of the blood, 1818, of your half-brother calls out, 6817, to me from the soil, speaking of 127, Adama again. Verse 11, and now, 6258, another, at this time, cursed, 779, are you from the soil that has opened up, 6475, its mouth, 6310, to take, 3947, the blood of your half-brother from your hand, 3027. Verse 12, note this verse. When you till the soil, it will not again, 3254, same as in verse 2, give you its strength, 3581. A tottering, 5128, wanderer, 5110, shall you be in the land. Remember, wanderer. The Jews can't farm. They have to hire it done. They may own the land, but they can't touch it. There's Jews don't farm. Verse 13, said Cain to Yahweh, greater, 14:19, is my punishment for iniquity. That's punishment for iniquity. It can also mean iniquity or the punishment for it. 5771. Than I can bear, 5375, to carry as a burden. Verse 14, behold, 2005, you have driven me out, 1644, this day, from upon the face, 6440, or surface of the soil, 127, Adamah again, and from your presence, 6440, I shall be absent, 5641. So he's never going to be able to talk to Yahweh. Yahweh's not going to have any further dealings with this beast of the earth. And I shall be a tottering wanderer in the land, and it shall be that all who find me, 4672, will slay me, 2026. Verse 15, and said Yahweh, therefore, 3651, any that slays Cain sevenfold, 7659, vengeance, 5358, shall be taken upon him. And put, 7760, Yahweh upon Cain a sign, 226. Now we don't know what it is. Lest, 1115, smite, 5221, him, any who find him. Verse 16. And went forth, 3318. From the presence, went forth Cain from the presence of Yahweh and dwelled, 3427, in the land of Nod, 5113, eastward of Eden. Okay. Verse 12, a tottering wanderer in the land, okay, that is Na, Vanad, Nod. Okay, that's great. It's a word play. Okay, I'll read verse 12 in the Hebrew, and in the English, when you till the soil, will not again give you strength. A tottering wanderer, you shall be in the land. Ki ta'abor et ha'adama lo tosef tath kocha lak. Na wanad tihye ba'aretz. In the land of wandering. Okay. And you go down to 16. And went forth Cain from the presence of Yahweh and dwelled in the land of Nod, 51:13, eastward of Eden. Vayetze Cain melipne Yahweh, vayeshev be'aretz Nod, 51:13, kedemath Eden. Okay? It's a word play in the Hebrew. They do that a lot. Now here, starting in verse 17, we have Cain's seed line. And there are some questions along with this. Verse 17, and knew Cain his woman. Stop right there. Where'd he get the woman from if there was only Adam and Eve and Cain and Abel or Hebel, and he slew Hebel? So there's only three, but because there were more on the earth, they were no longer in Eden. They were on the planet Earth. And there were the Adamic race here with a small a, white folks, and the beast of the earth, sometimes two-legged. So he got his woman from one of them. And she conceived and bare Chanoch, C-H-A-N-O-C-H. 2585, and it was, he built, 1129, a city, 5892. Who did he build it for? There's only those people. That's because there are a lot more people out on earth when they were ejected from Eden. And called the name of the city by the name of his son, Chanoch. Okay. Verse 18, and born to Chanoch was Erod, 5897. Well, he had kids too, by a woman. So it must have been one of the pre-existing women before the designated race of Adam came out. There were Adamic people, but not from the progenitor, the Adam. Okay? One guy singled out with the DNA that would eventually result in Israel. It's all about the DNA, folks. And Erod begat, 3205, Mekuyael, 4232. And Mekuyael begat Methushael, and Methushael begat Lamech, 3929. Verse 19, and took Lamech to 8147 women. Where are they getting all these women from? From the pre-existing people. The name of one was Ada, 5711, and the name of the second, 8145, was Silah, 6741. That is T-S-I-L-L-A-H. Okay? That's that. He had other children. Verse 20. And bare Ada Yabal, 2989, and he became the forefather, that's one in your concordance, of the dwellers, 3427, in tents, 68, with livestock, 4375, the wandering nomad sheep herders, livestock herders that wandered all over the place. Israel also did that, but they were a different people. Verse 21, and the name of his brother was Yubal, Y-U-B-A-L. That's Yabal and Yubal, the brothers, 3106. He was the forefather of all such as wield 8610, the harp 3658, and reed instruments 5748. Verse 22. And Silla, she also Bear Tubal-Cain. That's T-U-B-A-L hyphen Q-A-Y-I-N. 8423. And instructor 3913 of all fabricators 2794 in bronze 5178 and iron 1270. And the sister 269 of Tubal-Cain was Naama 5279. Verse 23, and said Lamech to his women, Ada and Silla, hear my voice, women of Lamech. Give ear, that's 238, to my speech. 565, for a man, 376, I have slain by my wounding, 6482, and a lad, 3206, as one that was recently birthed, by my blow, 2250. Verse 24. Because if sevenfold avenging for Cain, truly Lamech, 70, 7657, and 7, 7, 6, 5, 1. Now that ends the recounting of the seed line of Cain at this point. Back to the Adam and Kawa. Verse 25. And knew the Adam again, 5650, his woman. And she bare a son, 1121, and he called his name Sheth, 8352, not Seth, Sheth, S-H-E-T-H. They've changed the spelling in the King James Version and others. Because appointed, 7896, Elohim, another 312, seed 2233, in place of, that's one word, 8478, Habel, that would be Abel, that was murdered by Cain. Verse 26. And to Sheth, also he begat a son, and he called his name Enosh, 583. Then, 227, they began, 2490, to call upon, 7121, the name of Yahweh. Not God, not the Lord, not Mugu Bugu or anything else. The sacred name of Yahweh was known to these people back in Genesis. All right, now let's go over chapter 4's notes. Because it requires some pretty detailed explanation. We'll go back to verse 2. 3254 Watosef from Yasaf means to do again. And when it is childbirth, the entire process is repeated, including the act of conception. This child was Hebel. Now they have Abel in the King James. That is a perversion of the name. That is wrong. It is Hebel. H-E-B-E-L. Son of the Autumn by Chawa, which they call Eve. That's another error. He was half-brother to Cain. Same mother, different father. He is listed in the seed line of Adam in chapter 5. Cain is not. Hebel means vanity or wind, depicting his short life. Okay? He just blew away by the wind. He was alive for a while, then his brother murdered him. And verse 4. All right, what do we have in verse 4? The book of Jasher, that is book of Jasher in English, chapter 1, verse 16, and Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. Hebel brought the firstborn of his flock and the best of it. This would become the law of sacrifice for Israel. Yahweh was very pleased with this. And 8159, there it's called gaze. It means to look upon with favor, which Yahweh did. And in verse 5 of chapter 4, Cain brought an inferior gift offering to Yahweh. This was from his father's nature. What else would the son of a fallen do? 6440 means face, the appearance of it, the presence, and before something or someone. In his anger, Cain's appearance changed. He got that long face. So his face fell. And you can reference Jasher chapter 1, verse 16. In verse 7, you can reference Jasher 1:16. Sin lies at the door on 2403. That is a metaphor for the chief fallen one, and he will have dominion over Cain and his progeny. They're with us today, and that fallen one is their master. That's who they worship in their Talmud. Verse 8. Cain, the son of the enchanter, was a murderer from the beginning. John 8:44 is specific about this. These Edomite, Khazar, Canaanite Talmud worshipers carry his seed line. And the Cainy, which was his progeny, got so diluted and absorbed into the Canaanites that they disappeared as a distinct people, and all of those Canaanites have that satanic seed line in there. John 8:44 is very specific about him being a murderer from the beginning. And Cain is the forefather of the synagogue of Satan seed line. Their inclinations follow their patriarch, the enchanter. And you can reference chapter 6, verses 1 through 4 of Genesis, the book of Jasher, that's Jasher, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, the book of Matthew, chapter 23, verse 35, the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 51, and John, chapter 3, verse 12. And in verse 10 of chapter 4, you can reference the book of Jasher, chapter 1, verse 29, and Hebrews 12, 24. And in verse 12, we're back at that tottering wanderer in Nod. Navanod. And you can reference Jasher, that's Jasher, chapter 1, verse 32. And verse 14, there were other Adamics with a small a out there, and there were non-Adamics as well. Cain was afraid of them as he was the son of a fallen one and different from everybody. He was a different race. The Adamites would, by instinct, hate him. Now, verse 15, we don't know what that sign was that Yahweh put on Cain. Might be a great big beaky nose. We don't know. Verse 17. Who did Cain build the city for? Why, is non-Adamic offspring, of course. Because anything he mated with, even if it was little a Adamic, came out non-Adamic because it was a mixture, a mamzer. Now, what does Scripture say about the mamzer? Deuteronomy 23, verse 2, shall not come a mamzer, that's 4464, into the congregation of Yahweh, even unto the generation of the tenth, shall not come into the congregation of Yahweh. Now, a mamzer is a mixed breed or a mongrel. You know, that's what they call a mongrel seed line. We are not to mix. We are not to have them in our congregation. No other race but pure white Israel is to worship with us. I don't care what the Judeo-Christian churches say. I don't care. They teach apostasy. Now, verses 20 through 22, all that seed line of Cain, there's lots of merchants, lots of musicians, craftsmen, but no farmers. That curse goes right down the seed line. They are cursed from the land. And you can refer to verses 11 and 12. And 4:22. And the book of Jasher, chapter 2, verses 24 and 25. They are not like us. Verse 23, the full story of what happened here is in Jasher, chapter 2, 26 through 35. And let me grab that and just read it for you here. Jasher chapter 2, 26, okay. Here's chapter 2, starting at verse 26 in book of Jasher. And Lamech was old and advanced in years, and his eyes were dim that he could not see. And Tubal-Cain, his son, was leading him, and it was one day that Lamech went into the field, and Tubal-Cain, his son, was with him, and while they were walking in the field, Cain, now here they have it listed as the son of Adam, that is an error in the translation. The people that translated this put this in here. This is an addition. Advanced toward them, for Lamech was very old and could not see much, and Tubal-Cain, his son, was very young. And Tubal-Cain told his father to draw his bow. And with the arrows he smote Cain, who was yet far off, and he slew him, for he appeared to them to be an animal. Verse 28, and the arrows entered Cain's body, although he was distant from them, and he fell to the ground and died. Verse 29, and Yahweh requited Cain's evil according to his wickedness which he had done to his brother Habel, according to the word of Yahweh which he had spoken. Verse 30, and it came to pass when Cain had died that Lamech and Tubal went to see the animal which they had slain, and they saw and beheld Cain, their grandfather, was fallen dead upon the ground. Verse 31, and Lamech was very much grieved at having done this, and in clapping his hands together, he struck his son and caused his death. Verse 32, and the wives of Lamech heard what Lamech had done, and they sought to kill him. That's why he said 70 times 7, requite my sin. He didn't want them to kill him. Verse 33, and the wives of Lamech hated him from that day because he slew Cain and Tubal-Cain, and the wives of Lamech separated him and would not hearken to him in those days. Verse 34, and Lamech came to his wives, and he pressed them to listen to him about this matter. Verse 35, and he said to his wives, Ada and Zillah, hear my voice, O wives of Lamech. Attend to my words, for now you have imagined and said that I slew a man with my wounds and a child with my stripes, for there having done no violence. But surely know that I am old and gray-headed, and that my eyes are heavy through age, and I did this thing unknowingly. Verse 36, and the wives of Lamech listened to him in this matter, and they returned to him with the advice of their father, Adam. So evidently, they were daughters of Adam later on. That's what it says here. But they bore no children to him from that time, knowing that Yah's anger was increasing in those days against the sons of men, to destroy them with the waters of the floods for their evil doings. Those are the sons of Adam that were following the fallen angels in the land of the Tarim Basin. And that occurred in the time of Noah. That's Noah. So this moves ahead. It doesn't follow exactly the timeline of Genesis, but it gives you a further explanation of what went on with Lamech. In verse 24, that's the last mention of the seed line of Cain until chapter 15, verse 19, where the word 7017, Cainy, Q-E-N-I-Y, appears. And it is plural for the use with tribes. The tribes of the Cainy. Eventually they were absorbed into the Canaanites and disappeared. And they were referred to as the synagogue of Satan in the book of Revelation, and the synagogue of Satan today. Verse 26, the holy name of Yahweh was known. the Talmudist of the synagogue of Satan, which we just spoke of, took it out to hide it so we could not call upon his glorious name. They have failed. We know it. It's all over. We proclaim Yahweh on Eurofolk Radio. We are his chosen people, the true seed line of Israel, the white Western European people. It is not Lord in any spelling, but Yahweh, Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh in the Hebrew. So that ends that. So we'll begin with the seed line of Adam in chapter 5. And nowhere in that seed line is the mention of Cain. Cain is just cut out completely. And rightfully so, because he is not of Adam's seed line. So that settles that. I mean, you can read it any way you want, and you can believe anything you want. I can lead a horse to water, but can't make it drink. But that's a pretty detailed explanation about what has gone on, okay? Well, I'm coming up on just about 10 minutes from the top of the hour, and I have done this re-recording, and it'll go into the archives, and it is all available on Anglo-Saxon Israel and on the EFR main webpage. Go to radio shows, and you can get a drop down when you click on that, and you can get the word for word in the archives. So I will say to you, Shalom Aleichem, and may Yahweh bless and keep you, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going.